Friday to Manchester, Ev Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Pei Aleph, Rabbi Shlomo Angel.
It's obvious, Chosev Olam, that Thor and Batalim even, but one has to be reminded that Lu Yitzuya, at the end of the davening last year, or during the davening last year, we would have known what was going to happen this year. As Rav Moshe Kupitz said, then it would have been, so like Zunzan, it would have been a different year. But now, with a Maisa, we can know what Shaykh, Dova Mashuna. But let's see if we can get Mepis Sforim Vesefrim, our act together, and see what that's coming to teach us, and how we can look at the next year in a more positive way. It says, B'Shem Reb Shlomo Zalman Oyebach, that when we say in the tefillah just before Maariv tonight, some say that we hope the curses of the previous year have finished and the brochas of the next year should start. So he says we have to see Eloch HaNama, that's the way it's put. But we also have to notice the good things as well, not just the klolos, not just the curses. And if we can take something out of this, and we can use it, that indeed would be a very good thing. Right. Tachlis HaMaisa. Both Rav Pam, my other Gedolim as well, want to try and understand, was that, how is it, why is it, that in times gone by, things were completely different when it came to Rosh Hashanah. You go outside now, I think you look at people schmoozing around, and they haven't got a care in the world. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, oops, all right, I'm all of a sudden tonight, I might get back together. After Rosh Hashanah, it's back to square one again. A Sesame Tshuva, well, right, with it. Yom Kippur, whoops, up again. After Yom Kippur, what is the problem? He says, when he used to go to Slichas, Sir Pam said, He used to go to Slichas with his father. He was a little boy in a little village in the litter. First of all, it was all dark. The goyim hadn't woken up yet. So there was an avira, there was a feeling of awe. He said, and also Rebbetzin Ginsburg said as well, said they remember that even the children, when they played in Elul, it was a different sort of playing. People weren't sort of making out as if, well, there's nothing to worry about. It's Elul now. Even the children, if a person would be, a child would be a bit too labidic, all it needed was a mother. And Shom Shvadron said about his mother, it's Elul now, not too labidic. It's not a steer to Simcha. It's just, you know, we've got to see what's going to happen. We're in this world for a purpose, and every Rosh Hashanah is an opportunity to prepare for the big Yom Adin. So it's a wonderful gift. So he said that's what it was like in his time. So what's gone wrong? Why isn't it like that today? So he says, ganz posh, it's like I've told you just now. He said, those times, when you went to shul, there were only Yidden going to shul, and all Yidden was serious in the slichas, so there's nothing to deter a person. Here, it's a normal world. People are coming, people are going, buying, selling, shops, meisen, geschäften. It gets posher, the brain hasn't got the capacity to concentrate on what was going to be. It's a matzam yitzorat. There isn't, people aren't thinking. Give a person a few minutes of thought, it'll be wonderful. Lechoyre, it should be that this year has given us plenty of opportunity to think. Plenty of opportunity. As Abshim Shem Pinker says, very often Akush Boko sends pointers. And Talmuds are very powerful. He goes through the description of what was happening before the Second World War. So there were so many pointers at that time that there's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. And as he says, the pointers that there are don't have to come from Darshonim. They don't come from Gedolim. They come from situations that happen in the world. As the Birchim ben Zakkai, Vespasian told him something, the Birchim ben Zakkai, and he didn't answer. He told him something so stupid, the Vespasian. He told him, why didn't you come out of Yerushalayim? You should have come out and begged for mercy beforehand. Why have you come now? He said, because the Baronim were there. There were Baronim there. There were people there that didn't let it out. So he said, what do you mean if you've got a snake and you've got a chavis of I think Dvash or Yain, I don't remember. Yeah, and there's a snake round it. So you break the chavis and the snake goes away. What a stupid thing to say. Obviously, you take a tong to try to get the snake, and you're left with an intact chavis. What's up? And he didn't answer. So why didn't he answer? The Miller said he didn't answer because he saw this, that Akash Boch was telling him through this man something so stupid, but it's telling him a message. And it's a very strong message. The message is, we're going to get out of Yerushalayim. Right? It's going to burn. The chavis is going to break. And these are the messages people get. And it's very, as we'll see, Brother Hashem, it's very easy to deflect these messages if, for some reason or another, these messages are not letting us carry on the normal life that we want. Because that is a major problem. People don't like change. Especially not when it comes to Dvorim Ruchniyim. So, but let's come back to Rav Palm again. Rav Palm Taka says that the reason why there's not the emor that used to be is because a lot of things are happening around us, so we're not getting the pointers. But there is a pointer this year. What a terrible pointer. The number, we don't have to say, you've heard as well, what the numbers are like. And now what's happening, no rhyme and no reason whatsoever. The Mamasin told me that they say that it's an Avira around us. So when it was the Second World War in Dunkirk, and King George at the time felt that the Luftwaffe were going to come along and bomb everyone, and they're trying to get back safely to England, and they've only got their 300,000 troops approximately, and they've got these little vessels, ship vessels that are coming along, and ship vessels were coming along, and but how are they going to do it? How are they going to do it? And if the Luftwaffe are going to come along, they're going to bomb the vessels, they're going to bomb everything. But we're going to try, and we're going to go backwards and forwards to be able to vacate them, to be able to get them over. So King George, you can get a message from King George, came and said to the people of England at the time, over the radio, he said, a message. The message is that there is no riot. We're in danger. We're in danger here. We've got to have, I don't know, it's still in a day of prayer. Only thing is, we've got to pray. We've got to pray. So he, this guy, got England to be mispalo to Hashem, Hester Meiser. And on that day when they were meant to be evacuated from Dunkirk, there was a storm and the Luftwaffe couldn't get their act together, and they managed to get the oilam back to England. Goyim can also be mispalo. But when the Queen now gave the message to the oilam of this terrible virus, not one mention of God was mentioned. Nothing to do with God. The only person that mentioned God, if I'm not mistaken, was the Prime Minister of Italy. When he saw that, that's impossible, we can't do it. There's such a breakthrough in the mind. Such a breakthrough in the mind. He couldn't, we've got to rely on God here. I'm going for status. There's nothing else to do. And it's a break. And we've got the neshama, but it's blocked. The neshama is pure, but it's blocked by coming and going and laughing and things. So we can't sing it. It's a Yetzer Hara when it comes to Erev Rosh Hashanah, to make sure that when we plonk into Rosh Hashanah, we're not prepared for it. Chas v'shalom. And that's a major achrayus. It's a major responsibility. How can we let it? It's a gift from Hashemayim, as hopefully we'll see. So why can we? No, just don't think. Just don't think. That's because we're so great. We're all great people, so don't think. Yeah. He also says that one of the problems is, and it's really related to this, he says a person is scared of a king, right? person is scared of a king, but not the people who are Haimish with the king. I don't know here in England, the prime minister, how Haimish it is with the royal family, but it's still, you know, they see each other. The further away one is from the royal family, so if the Prince William or Prince Harry would come along here, wherever it may be, that's a trust. Because the further away we are, the more awe there is, the more Haimish we get with people, even with Rabbonim sometimes, the more Haimish we get. We don't treat them with the right respect. Because we're Haimish with them. Says with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is exactly the opposite. Those people that are closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they've got the most fear. Those people are just, just don't disturb my normal way of doing things, please. But I've got to say it, Shalom Tov, we feel good that way. But there's no awe. So he says that's a problem. It used to be that such Yiddish Shemayim, he said, Shom Shadron said he once went into the Budalim Chasim and his Rebbe, Erev Tishma, was having Suda Mafsekes. He said, normally, for us, Suda Mafsekes, Shom Shadron, it's a nice Suda, I have shine, nice meal. And Shom Shadron, he was eating his soup, and the tears were pouring from his eyes. He was eating, it wasn't eating, it was as if he was eating tears with soup, rather soup with tears, pouring down. He said, when he saw Reb Eliezer davening slichas, and boishnu v'nechlamdu, his face went red from busha. when they were talking about the Amos Hadini went white. They saw the Amos Hadini in front of them. It was something which is alive. So that's the thing we have to try and do. Improve on the Yiras Shemaim, we'll see a gewaldiger tzlocha that way. Improve on Yiras Shemaim. That's wonderful. Whenever we've got the opportunity. And hopefully we'll be able to see that. So, yeah. So that's another thing. And that's why it is a bit difficult. It's a bit difficult. There's another problem. Another problem, and that is, he says, as we don't appreciate what Yom HaDin exactly is, he says. Because it says everyone's judged every single day. So what's Rosh Hashanah? He said, because Rosh Hashanah, we're Gans Poshet, it's the end of the year, we're asking for a completely new license. During the year, all right, it can change a bit depending on what a person's done through the day. But now it's a completely new license. Rosh Hashanah, life and that thing and money or not money and losing, that a completely different license. So it's possible people can't push it. They don't think of what Rosh Hashanah is about. That's another reason why they haven't got the Amos Adin. We don't know. And it's... So we're going to try, Brother Hashem, Halacha L'maisa. Because this is another problem which the Moshe Tzvi Finkel says, the Rosh Shiva Mir and the Pshom Shvadron, and we'll come to that number, to Mori the Issue Taka. He says the problem is we had a whole year behind us. And a year, one gets used to a certain pattern. So now, people don't like to be put out of the pattern. This is what I'm used to, and we're going to come to that. Again, I'll quote the Mamsi told me that just yesterday, or so, 2 days ago, I can't wait, B'shem Rebbe Nosson Meirvacht Voigo, he asked a very simple question. Why do people make such a fuss of Tzim Gedalia? Tzim Gedalia, I mean, it's all right, Tzim Gedalia. If anything, put it somewhere near Tisha B'Av. All right, it was Taka, that was Mamsh, that was a Makkah B'Patish on the Chom. But why Tzim Gedalia the day after Rosh Hashanah? The day after Rosh Hashanah? Said, I'm not in the Wachtwinkel, said, I'm waiting to get tenets. I'm very pleased, I'm grateful to him, and I hopefully be able to put it in the Maisa. Tzim Gedalia, straight after Rosh Hashanah, we walk literally from Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin, into a Tzim Gedalia. Why? He says, because what was the problem with Gedalia? Gedalia was a person that it's more convenient for him. I mean, so it seems, I don't want to, because it's called a great tzaddik. But he was used to, I'm not Mekabel Lashon Hara. I'm not Mekabel Lashon Hara. So when they came along and said that this fellow's going to murder you, then, no, I'm not Mekabel Lashon Hara. People get into a certain pattern in life. As Simchas Yisrael says, he says he knew someone when he was 3, he knew someone when he was 17, he hasn't changed yet. He hasn't changed because they get to a certain part. This is the way I do things. And anything which is not quite part of it, I can't handle that. And the whole, the Altman, the Slobodka said, the Indian of Yom HaDin is not, and Sesame Chua, is not to become better. It's not even better. It's a very andrush to become different. Because that's the most major thing that we have to deal with. Our brain gets used to a certain pattern, and they found out this in therapy today, but Rabbi Rucham already mentions it. They get to a certain pattern which makes a train in the mind, and I don't change. This is the way I did it, and I'm not going to change. So Gedalia, that was a problem. When we come out of Rosh Hashanah, we can't make that same mistake, he says. We come out, all right, after Rosh Hashanah, right, we're finished now, right. Next, please. Yom Kippur, all right, Yom Kippur, right. Next, please. Now we go back to the year again. There's a pattern in a person's mind. He says, we've got to be able to think, sit down and think, perhaps that the pattern that I've been until now to change, and we can all do it. And the Shom Shvadon says, we've got a gewaldige Siyata Dishmaya. It doesn't matter. Rabbi Dessler also talks about this. There's a tshuva katana, and there's a tshuva katana b'yoza. But there must be a shift, a certain shift in the mind, to be able to understand what this means. So let's see if we can, first of all, I'm just taking the piece for him to say from here, tell what is Rosh Hashanah about? And then I think it'll be easy for everyone, me included, and I hope I internalize this as well, to be able to see Rosh Hashanah, and I say Sebe Tshuva, appreciate Yom Kippur, and the following. Right, so one of the things they talk about, which I'm quoting here, Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky and many others, they talk about Sifse Chaim, Reb Chaim Friedlander, and these are the great people that give us advice. And they say that the inyan of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. Malchus, what's Pshat Malchus? Perhaps we all think about it, but there's a big difference in Yidat HaYoyim V'Hashem V'Yisrael Levovecho. Malchus is, it says, Kedei Shetamlichuni Aleichem, that I am going to be king over you. Right. Malchus. So, during Rosh Hashanah davening, we come out, don't mention anything to do with Tshuva. So someone asked him, not some Evachtweigel, but we do. We say, Avinu Malkeinu. We say Avinu Malkeinu, but Shabbos the first day. We say Avinu Malkeinu. Achzinu b'shuva shleim v'nero. So he said, oh, that's Pikuach Nefesh. So we're going to mention something, all right? Pikuach Nefesh, Rosh Hashanah, it's Pikuach Nefesh. So one thing, but the main thing is Malchus. And Malchus is Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. So what does that mean? Malchus. So Reb Nosson Meir Vachtweigel says that as soon as we step into Rosh Hashanah, we're already in the royal palace. We're in the royal palace. A royal palace means that we have to be careful with our P's and Q's, be careful what we say, what we do. But we're in the royal palace now. And the royal palace, so how are you? We've got other people in the royal palace. How are you? We're all here together. We have to be careful what we do. But the main thing is, Malchus, Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. And Yaakov Galinsky says, Mikoyach Kasha, he says, Temechuni Aleichem means every single one of us. Temechuni Aleichem, that's the beauty of it. I am a melech. Everyone's got to think on you, on Rosh Hashanah, that I'm Bishvili Nivra Oilam because of me, of the world's created. I've got my family, I've got this, I've got that, and the children, wherever it may be, we've got. And I say, and perhaps this is the cause of the mind shift. How is a person's mind working? And he says, Taka, he says, Kedish Tamlichuni Aleichem, that a person's got to remember that. That's why during the year, if a person says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Melekeinu Melech HaOilam, it's a brocha. If they leave out Melech, it's not a brocha. If they leave out the word HaOilam, it's also no brocha. You've got to go back again. Why? Because during the year, we think about Kadosh Baruch Hu as Melech HaOilam. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the king of the world. That's how we see it during the year. Melech HaOilam, and it's explained as such. It's a story, but it's explained as such. Melech HaOilam, the king of the world. That is during the year. But on Rosh Hashanah, we don't mention anywhere in davening, and one of the poskim asked that, any davening, we will always mention Melech, but never Melech HaOilam. And during the Malchus, you look through the Malchus and Shemene Esra, the beginning of Malchus, no Melech HaOilam. Because during the year, it's like a Melech HaOilam. But on Rosh Hashanah, it's Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. Forget about the Oilam. I've got my life. I've got my family. How am I going to change? Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. That happens on Rosh Hashanah. There's no Oilam. We're not Oilam. It's me. Lichuni Aleichem. It's me alone. That's Tam Lichuni Aleichem. That is the power of Rosh Hashanah. And that is the problem. A person has to remember this. We are special, everyone is special, and the Pshalom Shvadron has got this. gewaltige Shir that he has on in Shir Shirim, when we say that the Inyan of the Av of HaKadosh Baruch has to everyone of Klal Yisrael. Ani Yesheno, but we just explained that. During the year, people are sleeping. This is the way I do things. Even sometimes a person goes to a Shir, massive Shir, wherever it is. They come into the Shir, they go out, nothing doing. I remember still when they gave a hesped for a Moshe Feinstein. I remember still so clearly, we're talking about quite some time ago. After the Shir was an oil terror at the time, but I packed oilum. And after, Gans Choshua Balabatim, Twitter Digger Balabatim, after the Shir, straight away they were on the business. By the way, there's a business deal that were finished. No Espilus, no Hesped, it's finished. The Yitzhak loves doing that. Loves doing that. As soon as a twinge of Espilus, try to forget it as soon as possible. But we've got a Reb Shom Shvadron. Ani Yesheno V'Libi'or. I'm sleeping. Meshloftzach. During the year Meshloftzach. But the Libi, my heart, is Or, is awake. Libi'or. Koil Doidi Doifek. We've got a Rosh Hashanah. Koil Doidi Doifek. Hashbog is knocking on the door, so to speak. Knocking. There's a knock. We've had plenty of knocks during the year. But Dot, we're coming to Rosh Hashanah. Go to it. Pischidi, please open your hearts. Open. Achuzi, Layosi, Yoinosi, Tamosi. Such gewaltige Avo. I am. What does it say? Sorry, I can't open the door. People say, Pusatis Gitonti. I've already taken off my frack. I'm in pajamas, so to speak. I can't come to the door. So he's got this moshel that he has as a person who hasn't seen his son for years. He's living in Australia, went there after the war, and his son's living in America. And he phones up, my son, I really want to see you. Yes, my dear father, please come along. Come along. Yeah, oh, right, I'm coming along. I'm taking this flight. I'm coming along. I'm so excited. So along he comes and he lands at Kennedy Airport. And he sees people there at Kennedy Airport. Everyone's got that placard there. The people are waiting for the children, uncles, aunties, friends. And they're all so excited that he's looking for his son. But Inenu, he's not there. He's not there. So really, he was so upset. So many years. And I'd love to see my son. So many years have gone by and I still can't see. Still can't. I can't see him. All right, but I'm a father. So I'll go to his house. I know his address. Takes a taxi, goes to the house. Nice house. So he expects to see like a big placard outside. Shalom Alecho, Ovi Moiri. Nothing doing. Poor, rather deflated. I haven't seen him for years. Bang, 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 bang. Knocks on the door. No answer. Rings on the doorbell, knocks on the door. No answer. Then he hears a shuffling of feet inside. And to the letter box, he says, Yankel, are you there? So his voice said, yes, Tati, I am here, but I'm in pajamas already. If you don't mind, there's a hotel round the corner. You know, if you just stay there overnight, I'll be able to see after I've had breakfast and after I've done a bit of business, I'll see you sometime, you know, perhaps midday tomorrow. Forget it, mate. I'm off. My dear son, that's not what I came all the way for. Whoop, takes the next flight back. Says Reb Shom Shvadron. Yeah, but that could happen, Chas Hashem. But Pischili, it's our father asking, because Moshe was asking, Pischili, Achoisi, all the words. Oh, Poshatis Katonti, sorry. I like my own way. You're asking me to change. No, just stay out for the time being. Stay out for the time. Around the corner, just pop around. Tomorrow I might see you. That piece of push it off. So, doidi sholach yodai ben achoyer. So, there's an opening. There's a hole there. Doidi sholach yodai. Please, my hand. Interesting. It says, min achoyer. It shows that doidi sholach yodai. There's a hole here. The father's putting his hand in. Min achoyer. So Reb Shom Shvadron, this gewaltige person, the person who saw what a real Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur was all about, he says, "Oi, Doidi Shalach, it comes, I'm putting my hand there. Why? Min Achoyer, what is happening through the hole? Who's made this hole? Where's the hole come from? We didn't see the hole before. The hole came from the fact that person answered. I'm in pajamas, but he's answering at least. There's a movement. Oh, there's a movement. Oh, it's a mokimachua. So he says, that's what we're hoping for. at least a bit of a movement. Omrim lefone malchish, tan lechuni aleichem al kolechot. A bit of a movement there has to be. Deidi shalachem ala v'achir. That's a chayim. And he says, this is the problem of mitzvahs anoshim lemoda, which the Besoch of Frand talks about this in his sefer as well. Mitzvah anoshim lemoda. And he says like this. He says, Reb Shom Shvadron used to say, Reb Shom Shvadron used to say, two old men met in Yerushalayim. Two old men met in Yerushalayim. So he says, one said to the other, "Vos wird sein mit unserer Averus?" What's going to happen with our Averus? So the answer, with our Averus, and "Vos wird sein mit unserer Mitzvahs?" What's going to be with our Mitzvahs? Right, we do Mitzvahs, or shut up, what's the time? There's something missing there. There's something missing. So what it does say, and one of the eitzes is the following. Because really, a person can go into Rosh Hashanah and do everything because, as we've said, that's what I'm used to doing. That's what I'm used to. This is where I daven. This is the place. It goes by rote. And mitzvah noshim lemoda should never be a regret. He says that one of the reasons, he brings down the Shmuel Oyerbach, that one of the reasons, it's interesting, Nachmonos are called Tosha Tobah, the person's an oinan, they don't have to keep any mitzvahs. Actually, they should have a chizuk for mitzvahs dafka at that time. Why is it they've got no mitzvahs? So the Shmuel's answer was that the purpose of an oinan is to appreciate mitzvah noshim lemoda. In other words, people take things for granted. So now is the time, Efsha, not to take things for granted. To give it Adrabba. And the fact that, I mean, it's a tzar that wants away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well sometimes. We get so used to it. So sometimes we have to stop and think, and there's certain things that happen that make us stop and think. It's like he says, a person, let's say, for imagine a moshel, if he sees his wife's not feeling well, they've gone to bed, his wife's not feeling well, and then the wife falls out of bed, straight away they think the word, whatever it is, and they think, oh, I could have done so much better. Right, one's not a dafka meant to think like that, he says. But Lamaisa, that's what sometimes happens. So Rosh Hashanah is meant to be a time for contemplation, a time for thinking, that we should wait, and not the mitzvah noshim lemoda, because that's a main problem. And that's what the Nosti Finkel says, mitzvah noshim lemoda, and the Pshon Shvadron talks about Herakl, we get so used to it, but as soon as we start thinking differently, as all time, doidi shonach yodoi min achoyr, and who made the choyr, the fact that he's answering. So he says like this, and this is a gewaldige schus. I think if a person would appreciate this, that say, anyone they met in the streets, and we say, because the said, that's how person used last Rosh Hashanah, I remember, what one's trying to do on Rosh Hashanah is try to get as many brachas as possible, when it's from children. So anyone that one meets, like a good yontif, doesn't matter if I know them, not know them, we're all trying to get brachas. I mean, our life might depend on it. It can be a little child that might give a person a bracha, who knows what it can mean. So we're trying to get brachas. So I was going out, walking along from Tashlich, and there were a group of people coming out of shul. So medaftah on brachas. I said to the person in front, said, a good yontif, didn't even notice me. I don't blame me, because he's together with his chevra. When a person's used to their chevra, they don't notice anyone else. You could see it all over the place. A person doesn't zone in. I'm used to my chevra. This is what I'm used to. So I can't see out. There's no ashkofa gedoyla. There's meant to be ashkofa to be able to see a bit further. Doesn't happen. I met the same person. I don't know. About half an hour later, all by himself, I got a galantic bracha from him. Because now it's me and him. That's different. Me and him. He's got no one to distract him. And that's what the person got to understand. Person got to understand. If you look him straight in the face, and he can't get out of it. But a bracha is one needs. This is the Indian of Rosh Hashanah. Then Rosh Hashanah is Kedei Bechenei Alechem. So he says, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein brings down, and this I think will be a gewaldige chizuk, and I went off with this. He says, someone knocked on his door Friday night. And they knocked on the door, and what's the problem? The problem is the following. The shaila is that there's been, we had a suda, a gansa chevra, and a disposable tablecloth, disposable cutlery, disposable plates, and which wrapped it up, and threw it, the person that wrapped it up and threw it in the dustbin. This is an Eretz Yisrael where there's a communal dustbin, and many people are making, eating, and then afterwards everyone throws it into the dustbin, they're fine. The problem was that someone by mistake put their gold ring on the table, and it was taken together with everything else and thrown into the dustbin. So and they come collecting the dustbin every day. every night. So by the time it's Motzah Shabbos, it's going to be impossible to look at. No, they're going to come and they're going to throw it away. They're going to throw the ring away. So the answer is, there's no way you can take it out of a dustbin. It's right at the bottom, and wherever it is, but you can't take it out of a dustbin. So he says, I tell you, the Biskas Yubshai says, before the Psak Halacha, what is a ring anyway, a golden ring? It's Gashmius. It's Gashmius. Will it help a person not in my ball? No. It's just a piece of ring. Oh, but now a person is not taking this ring out of a dustbin. It's a glance. Now it's shining, that ring, because it's a Dvar Mitzvah. When we eat, Rebbe Avigdor Miller says, to be able to appreciate Yom HaDin, he says, you've got to appreciate what life's all about. You've got to appreciate life. And that's why the Chaim Salvovas, before he starts Shara Ben Yisrakim, says, Shara B'china, appreciate life. Zochrinu L'chaim, we're living. But what's called living? What's Shara B'kama? We get a chius. A brocha here, a brocha, whatever it is, a brocha come back from shul, a brocha, a good yontav. All these things mean so much because while putting a chius, a bit of an effort, a bit of an understanding, not to be a mitzanoshim lamoda, that will help us, definitely help us everything, which we're doing anyway, but we could do it that bit better. So all left to say is, the clawless of the previous year should be gone, and we should take a bizoicha to a ksiva chasima toiva, zachreinu lachayim, not just life, but put life into the life, whatever extra it is. Don't get used, this is the way I've done things, don't ask me to change, no. With ksitan mechuni aleichem, I want to accept it, I want to do better, and then Baruch Hashem, when it comes to the end of Yom Kippur, will be zoichu for Pliba Hashem, b'seif chayim, barach v'shoim, v'nosoim v'nzoche, v'nei chosim l'fonecho, for the new ticket, for the new year, Baruch Hashem, we shall all have simchas together.
Excellent.